بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله that we have completed the 29th para. The first surah is Surah Tabarak, and we all know about how famous this surah is, that one has to read every night after Isha. He reads Surah Tabarak. The benefit of it is very high. If you only know the benefit, you won't miss one day too. Once the Sahabas, they were traveling, and they put a camp on, and they did not realize they kept a camp, put a camp in front of a qabr, on top of the qabr. So they heard that the person inside the qabr reading Tabarak. So they were surprised, and they informed Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that this is what happened, that we did not realize that if the qabr, we put a camp there. And it so happened that from there, from the qabr, we can hear Tabarak. So Nabi Karim says, Tabarak is a surah that a person reads continuously. He will be safeguarded from the punishment of the qabr. Not only that, in the year of Qiyamah too, will be for his salvation. It will be very beneficial to him. So when a farishta comes, the punishment farishta, he comes now to harm that person in the qabr. He comes down from the right, he says, you can't trouble him, because he will read Surah Tabarak, so I will not allow you to punish him. All sides will come. On the other side, he says the same thing. He says, no, you cannot punish him, because why? He should read Namaz Tabarak too. Then he comes from the head side to do that. Punishment from trying to all levels to punish this person. You cannot punish him because he has by-hearted Tabarak. So, just imagine. The person learns Tabarak and makes the habit. But that does not mean we do all wrong things. Everything got his reasons, but you mustn't think now because Tabarak, let me do all night all the wrong things and then he Tabarak at night and then you say you got it from the qabr. No, that doesn't happen. It's impossible. When a doctor gives you a medication, if you listen, this one will help you to keep away from this, keep away from that. So this is also a medication that will help you only the time you keep away from all the wrongs. If a person commit all the wrongs and expect the safeguard from the qabr, Allah must save us from that. So that's Tabarak then. And only Allah, in Tabarak, Allah shows His power, how strong He is and how great He is, and how He brings people in the world and how He takes away from the people in this world. And side by side also, he said, I brought you in this world for a test. We must understand that we came in this world for test. And we will be tested all the time. And it must be ready for the test. Test means that any kind of test Allah Ta'ala puts us into, we must make dua to Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, we are very weak. Do not put us in your test. But when test comes, then Allah Ta'ala says, how good you are, that you fulfill my commands and do not go against me. So that is the test Allah tells you. That every moment if Allah puts you into test, either in any way it is, then you must be able to fulfill the test, to pass the test. That was in Tabarak. Then Al-Haqqa Surah that came. You may be thinking this world you can hide from people to commit sins. All kinds of sins a person doing in a quiet and secretly. No one can see it. So you may think, you know, I passed the world. Allah Ta'ala said, on the day of Qiyamah, everything will open up. Everything will be open. And they, if you do not make tawbah in this world, before you leave this world, that's why be careful, make tawbah every day. Your day must be that end of the day you make tawbah in front of Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, forgive my sins. Every day your slate must be a clean one. The clean one. Take hisab of yourself. Account of yourself at night what wrong you have done. And whatever wrong you have done, ask for forgiveness to Allah Ta'ala. It may be like that when you read, you ask for forgiveness and ask for all the sins and forgiven, then will you sleep with a night with that kind, if you pass away, it's a very good death. But do not continue committing sins all the time and carrying on the thing. So that's the thing, that sin that you do not hide. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, you not in the world you can hide from people. You steal someone, you do something, all kind of sins you commit, anything, no one is looking. But Allah Ta'ala is looking at everything. So that on the day of Qiyamah, you will be exposed in front of all the kuffars, all the farishtas. What will be your face then? Where can you run? Can you run anywhere? You cannot run anywhere, so you rather put your facts right in this world and put your act everything correctly and ask for forgiveness is better than not being disgraced on the day of Qiyamah. Then Allah Ta'ala said, we give the right hand the good deeds. Those people who have the good deeds, the right hand, they said, see, Alhamdulillah, then they began to show up in front of the people, look, my deeds have been given the right hand. Allah must be, we must be from among those people. And I always say, Ya Allah, make us from that group who will enter Jannah without reckoning. So that dua you must always make. But Allah must give our hand, our deeds on the right hand. Because once the right hand, then inshallah you're going to Jannah without Hisab Kitab. So once that is a thing, then those people be given that deeds in the right hand, they will boast about it. See, Allah Ta'ala has given me Jannah. I knew I was doing all the good deeds, I got Allah Ta'ala given me. But then Allah Ta'ala saw the people whose deeds will be on the left hand. That is sad. That is very sad. This fear we must always have in us. We must have this fear that must not be about Allah Ta'ala. That's why we make wudu. When you make wudu, when a person make wudu, he must be conscious when he make wudu. Unfortunately, today when you make wudu, we talk of worldly things and all. We supposed to be so conscious of making wudu that is what you're preparing for a very great ibadat. See, we don't take namaz as a great ibadat. If you take namaz as a great ibadat, you make wudu in a manner how you're supposed to make wudu. You be very careful. Dua everything you make. When you wash your mouth, what you say. You know, when you wash your face, Ya Allah, make this face shine the day of Qiyamah. Then you know, when you have put your hand, oh Ya Allah, give my deeds in right hand. That there's a reminder all the time, making dua all the time. 5 times a day you're making dua. When you put your making dua, you're washing your hands, you say, Ya Allah, give my nami amal, my deeds, my good deeds in my right hand. And when you're washing your left hand, Ya Allah, do not give me my left hand. So what you do, every namaz, you're breaking to Allah Ta'ala, that Ya Allah, give my right hand, and do not give my left hand. Likewise, you know, making masatu, you say, Ya Allah, save this neck from the Jahannam, fire of Jahannam. Likewise, you say, when you wash the feet, the right feet, you say, Ya Allah, let these feet go to Sirat al-Mustaqim. I must go on the right path all the time. So just imagine a person, every day, 5 times, we dwell like that. And the left leg, you say, when you're washing, you say, Ya Allah, let it be that with this fear of mine, you must pass push it out like a fire, or like a lightning. So when you say that thing there, then aren't you going to prepare yourself to, when you make wudu of that kind, then what kind of namaz you read? But if you don't make wudu any kind, then what kind of namaz would that be? So these things are remembered. So here in the Quran, Allah Ta'ala says that Allah Ta'ala will give those people on the day of Qiyamah, they're good, because they're good deeds, they'll be given on the right hand. And they'll be very happy and be given Jannah to that into. Likewise, Allah Ta'ala give a left hand, that you must not, and from the back also. When Allah Ta'ala turns back, that means Allah Ta'ala not want to look at you too. Just imagine you do, Allah Ta'ala not want to look at you, what will be your position? Which side can you go to? There's no other door besides his door. So you must be continued, make sure they not keep away from all sins. Keep Allah Ta'ala happy. Because just imagine when the person will be given his deeds in his left hand, you say, yeah, we should not get the deeds. I do not want to see the deed too. You'll be so disappointed, you'll be so disgraced. Allah must protect us from that. So these are things few things must remember. We make wudu to when Allah give us the right hand. So in that way you do good deeds also. So Allah Ta'ala must give the tawfiq of whatever I've said. Allah Ta'ala amal kani tawfiq nasib. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wala aqibat muttaqeen. Wa salatu wa salam alayhi. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك الرحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا آتنا نورنا واغفر لنا إنك على كل شيء قدير اللهم ثبتنا للإيمان وأمنا للإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة بالإيمان بحرمة القرآن وبحرمة النبي اللهم نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للقوم الظالمين ونجنا برحمتك من القوم الكافرين ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للقوم الظالمين واغفر لنا ربنا إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم اللهم إنا نجعلك في نحورهم ونعوذ بك من شرورهم فالله خير الحافظ وهو رحم الراحمين لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالعظيم حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل نعم المولى ونعم النصير وصلى الله تعالى على كل سيدنا محمد برحمتك يا رب.